100.7 Star Bubba Show in the morning hits all day, always available on the Odyssey app. Billy Porter hanging out with us this morning. So you've got an entire album coming out?
I have a new album coming out. Yes. Mm. A new record deal. I have a deal on Republic Records and Island in the UK.
Really?
So it's an unprecedented, new like mainstream pop deal.
Oh yeah.
You know, they gonna make me a pop star at 52, kids. Never put a time limit on your dreams, kids. Never put a time limit. I can't believe it. And I've been writing music with Justin Tranter, who is, you know, one of the top pop writers. Cake by the Ocean, he wrote,
yes.
He wrote a bunch of stuff. He's like, you know, top of the food chain. And I've been with his camp for the last couple of years. And we've been working on some really wonderful new music. And I'm excited to put it out in the world. My most recent single is called Children. It's been making a little bit of noise. You can see the video on.
Is that the song YouTube. You sang on New Year's Eve?
Yes.
When you were in New Orleans?
Yes.
I saw it. I was watching.
And there's a music video for it. And, you know, so I got all the angles.
Is there anything about your career that you love the most? Like, obviously, how big was Kinky Boots in your career cycle for you?
Well, Kinky Boots was returning to the original dream.
Okay.
Like the original dream at 11 years old, being introduced to theater at Risenstein Musical Theater at Risenstein Middle School, was to be a Broadway star.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I got to New York and I, second semester senior year, and I was in the original cast of Miss Saigon and I did a lot of Broadway and, you know, and then real life happens and, you know, 8 shows a week and it's a grind. And,
a lot.
You know, there's a, you know, just trying to find my way. And this was the 80s and the 90s and being a black man. And, you know, just, and so I expanded and enlarged my territory with, you know, different interests and, you know, allowed for myself to always have the dream and just keep doing the work. Just keep putting one foot in front of the other and doing the work. So to, at 42, have originating a character in a Broadway musical and winning the Tony and winning the Grammy for it happen was the real turning point.
So it was the turning point.
It was the turning point. It was the turning point in the conversation of the Billy Porter career. It's like, yes, there was a career. I did a lot of stuff before that.
Mm-hmm.
But the turning point was Kinky Boots.
Wow.
And then it was years after, you know, there was turning point, and then it felt like a little bit of a stall again.
Really?
Yes, because film and TV were still dismissing me. You know, I was still being dismissed from that. Like, the crossover is really hard. From theater to film and television, it's really, really hard. And especially
it looks seemingly
theater.
Easy, but I would never know that unless you're saying that.
It's
See?
Really, really hard. And so, you know, it was, I did Kinky Boots, and then it was like, I think 5 years later that Pose came
around. Pose came in. Mm-hmm.
5 years?
I think it was 4 or 5 years, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and then Pose is, obviously. And Pose was like the next tick up.
Oh, yeah.
Right? The film, the television.
Yep.
It was an expansion. Yes, it was a niche show, but the more specificity you have in your storytelling, the more universal it becomes.
Narrow focus delivers broad results.
Right, right. And so, you know, Pose ended up like cracking a space open for me that, you know, is magical because it's on my own terms.
Mm-hmm.
It's on my own black queer boy terms, which is not something
right. That
I ever felt was possible. And it really? Wasn't possible when I started in this business.
And
it
look, and look now.
And look now. All right, we're hanging out with Melanie. Has 5 pages of notes.
No,
Mel,
I just have notes.
Listen, pull out your notes.
I have dry mouth.
Pull out your
notes. I don't
know
what's happening.
And start asking questions from your notes to Billy when we come back.